Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host. And today, on today's show, we have a gentleman by the name of Brandon Marty, who the chief operating officer at a company called Veteran Roasters Cup of Joe. They are a coffee company, a local coffee company located here in Chicago, who hires homeless veterans. They mix coffee beans. They grind coffee beans. They sell cold coffee beans if you have a grinder at home. And they sell the coffee to local organizations and to organizations and companies like my team, Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. We send out packages for promotional items to a lot of our clients and a lot of our business partners to bring awareness to the local community and the local charities that we support and are dear to our heart. And I'd like to welcome Brandon Marty. Who are you? What is Veteran Roasters Cup of Joe? And what are you trying to accomplish, buddy? I'll just turn it over to you.
No, I appreciate it. So like you said, I'm a 11-year Navy veteran, spent most of my time flying helicopters, but also did some service supporting those wounded, ill, and injured, and that's really where my passion came from helping my fellow veterans after service. And our goal at Veteran Roasters is really to help those that are really struggling and have had a really difficult time reintegrating back to the community, so much so that they find themselves homeless or chronically unemployed, which very quickly leads to homelessness, as we've seen in our community. So we've created an organization that has a very similar mission to Rags of Honor, as you know, and sure, that Knockwood knows, and Pearl Mortgage knows really well as well, to bring these guys and gals off the street, give them an opportunity and skills in an industry that they can, that then can take them and propel them to bigger and better things in their lives. So we're out there. We're still really young. Just opened our doors this year, but we already have three employees that we've taken off the street that we've helped, and you know, we're just pushing hard in many different areas, whether it's on the retail side or in the corporate or restaurant space as well. The more cups we sell, the more bags we sell, the more people we can get off the streets, especially homeless veterans.
And Veteran Roasters is a Cup of Joe is a coffee company that sells coffee, blends coffee, and grinds coffee, and sells coffee to individuals, to homes, to businesses, and anybody listening right now, if people want more information to buy coffees to help support veterans and homeless veterans like I am, how do they go about reaching you? What's the best way? Website and phone number.
Yeah, so website, www.veteranroasters.com. So veteranroasters.com, you can find us. You can buy our coffee and some other merchandise on there, as well as you can find us on Amazon. And then locally, if you're within on the southwest side, we're at all Pete Fresh Market locations. You can find us on the shelves there. And if you're out and about, we have some great corporate clients, Coyote Logistics. We have, I'm drawing a blank, Hyatt, as well as AAR, as well as if you go to Del Frisco's, we just were brought in nationally at all Del Frisco's restaurants throughout the United States to be their coffee. So we're excited about that, and Steak 48 locally as well. So those are some of the providers. And of course, we do special orders, and Team Hochberg and Pearl Mortgage for what they've done to help promote our coffee. And, you know, the more orders, like I said, the more orders and coffee that goes out, the more people we can bring in and hire and help. And provide an opportunity.
And I think it's important for everybody to understand the coffee that we're buying from Veteran Roasters Cup of Joe is in 4 ounce bags. They're trial sizes. They're sampler sizes. They're ground coffee. You put them in your coffee maker. You put them in your Keurig. And the you know, you got to get one of those you know, little Keurig cups that has a filter in it. You can load it in there, put it in your Keurig machine, and it'll make a fresh cup of coffee that way as well. We're doing that just as a promotional item to bring awareness to Brandon's organization as well as Rags of Honor, because you know, veterans go over, they fight for our freedom, they fight for our liberties, they fight for us to enable us to do what we do every single day and not have to eat a bowl of rice or wiener schnitzel, okay? You know, without our veterans, we'd either be eating, under Nazi control or under Axis control, and it would be bad, for lack of a better term. But thank God to the men and women of our military that go out there every single day on the front lines battling and fighting evil so we could have the freedoms that we have to do what we do and live the life the way we live it. And so other than, are there any other mortgage companies that are working with you that are buying as much coffee or buying any coffee on a promotional level like we are?
No, sir. You guys are our only one at this point, and we can't thank you enough for that that partnership to help us get out and promote what we're doing and continue to help veterans.
So you basically take these men and women off the streets or are still in their homes but are chronically unemployed, and what's the process like to train them to become coffee roasters and coffee grinders and to become marketers of coffee? You know, I don't know anything about coffee except I pull into a drive-thru, I order it, and then I drive through and I drink it on the way to work or on the way to an appointment on the way home, you know, so I don't fall asleep. Or I'm at a restaurant and I order it, you know, because I want a cup of coffee after dinner, maybe during dinner or something like that. What is it like to train these men and women to transition from what they once were doing into, you know, blending coffee beans and grinding coffee beans and marketing coffee?
Yeah, so it's a great process, and I think, you know, veterans, they saw themselves when they're in uniform and the good they did in the world or wherever they found themselves in the world with their unit, and now they're just taking that kind of passion and shifting it to more of a product, and it's really a great quality product, which we haven't really talked about as well. So we've been lucky enough to partner with a local coffee roaster, Passion House Roasters, who has, the people there have decades of experience in the coffee industry, and have then now gone out and started their own line, and they've welcomed us in to really help. To be perfectly honest, I'm new to the coffee industry as well. My passion is in helping and assisting and advocating for veterans, and in doing so, we found great partners to come in and help train. So it's once they come off the street, you kind of see the passion they have for the product when they, you know, see it roasted, when it's put in the bag, when they see it go on the shelves and they hear us talking about it on WGN, on shows like this. You know, it's exciting for them to see what they produce. But it's very simple. You know, we start simple. We really start them on learning them, you know, all about the warehouse, the different areas, what needs to be done. So it's kind of, you start in the bagging area and you learn about, you know, how it takes to bag and size and make sure you weigh correctly, and then move kind of more to the shipping side. And then you start to get more into the different types of coffee, opportunities to start training with some of these master roasters at Passion House who have worked at Intelligentsia and a number of other, you know, really big coffee companies that have established themselves in Chicago and nationally. And you can start to understand the art to coffee blending and things like that. So we're just beginning that with the folks that we have, kind of to develop their passion for kind of a cup of coffee and the different types of varietals and things like that. So initially it was just kind of take them on the street, get them excited about what we're doing, and what kind of seeing what they produce and what gets out on the street and gets in customers' hands. And then it's to kind of better understand the industry as a whole. So we start the very slow, but, you know, just to have an opportunity when they walk in the shop to say, wow, I'm around veterans, I'm around people that care and gave me an opportunity, you know, that smile, that kind of light in their eye, or really, you know, fires again, kind of like when they're in the military and they start working together as a team. It's pretty neat to see it. We've seen it at Rags. We're really starting to see it at Veteran Roasters. There's a lot of excitement and really positive energy, and the culture is like nothing like any other thing I've experienced before. So it's pretty neat.
And that military experience and the military training, does that kick right in? Back to where it was that they're taking orders and, you know, you're going to do this and that and we're all going to do it the same way and it's very regimented. Do you see that translate into the coffee business at all?
It is. No, definitely. There's certain ways to do things and they quickly learn the process. And the teamwork that happens, just you know, whether it's a Marine veteran or Army veteran or Navy veteran, just the teamwork and kind of that identity that they share is pretty neat, and that happens. And so there's people that have been there obviously longer and have more experience that are helping the newer ones. So that, you know, it is. It's very regimented, and there's a process to everything, and they pick that up really quickly. And obviously, that helps them within their life and kind of get them on a better personal and life routine as well.
All right, and put a shout-out to other organizations and other businesses that want to support you like we support you by buying the volume of coffee that we're buying for promotional items to reach out to you, give you a call. And that it's a great gift. You know, it's not a gift. It's a great promotional item when they're out there talking with their clients, talking with their future clients, talking with their employees. Hey, this is what we're doing. We're supporting homeless veteran. Here's a cup of, you know, here's a little bag of coffee. Go home, drink it if you like it. Here's a coupon to go buy some more. You know, just make a shout out to other folks out there like Team Hochberg and Pro Mortgage is doing on the promotional side. Give out your name and phone number. Get your name. Give out your phone number. Everybody knows you're Brandon Marty from Veteran Roasters Cup of Joe. But what's the website? What's the phone number? And put a shout out, a cattle call to other people to step up like I have to support homeless veterans and order coffee from you for promotional items, bud.
Yeah, David, we couldn't do it without you know partners and friends like you, so we can't thank you enough for that. Again, veteranroasters.com, you can reach us, information on there with our office number, but also give everybody my personal number that is interested, 619-540-6375 for anyone out there, companies, family gatherings, any organizational type opportunities. We'd love to do some promotional things. If you want your office coffee to be Veteran Roasters, give us a call. We do that as well. So anything, you know, wedding gifts, favors, things like that, we'd love to do anything. And like I said, any huge amount of volume that we get, you know, keeps these guys employed, keeps them excited, and, you know, continues to increase our workforce and bring people off the streets. So veteranroasters.com is our website. And again, you can reach me, Brandon, at 619-540-6375.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate you taking your time to let everybody on this podcast know what you're doing. It's a noble cause. It's a great cause. It's a necessary. Unfortunately, it's a necessary cause because there are men and women who served in the military who are underemployed and chronically underemployed and are homeless and need a job. And I take my hat off to you and what you're doing at Veteran Roasters Cup of Joe and at Rags of Honor. And thanks for joining us and have a great day, buddy.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.